We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Good morning. Is it, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay. Today's show is going to be a little warbly since nothing worked this morning before the show. So I am literally doing the show off my phone. Do not try this unless you are a professional. Okay. So it's going to take a while as I click through and scroll screens because my email, my internet's down again. Okay. So do you remember, because I'll never forget it, the site of New York City on fire? And whole streets just burnt to the ground or smashed. Commerce ground to a halt because of the riots. It was a big deal. And there were photos of it all throughout the summer. It was a big party, big business smashing party. And so to find out what's going on there, you, of course, have to go to the UK Daily Mail, since we're no longer allowed to have free speech or, you know, tell the truth in our country, to find out what's going on in our country. This is an outrage. The Manhattan and Bronx DAs, according to the UK Daily Mail, where we go again to find out what's going on in America, Manhattan and Bronx DAs have now dropped hundreds of those cases. And out of 603 arrests for that mayhem, 295 cases have been dismissed. So that's half, right? Of the only 93 cases that reached conviction, almost all are on lesser charges with no jail time. They completely destroyed entire streets where the fronts of the businesses were just boarded up and left that way. Business owners express outrage. The criminals who targeted them got off. Listen to this. Prosecutors say they are overworked. And also, listen to this. I'm just reading for the UK Daily Mail. DA Vance, the District Attorney Vance, is also currently preoccupied preparing criminal case against Trump. They list this as one of the reasons we just cannot get to the people who destroyed entire city blocks in New York. We can't because we're too busy trumping up charges against Trump. Now, remember, this is the same DA who ran on putting Trump in prison. She had not seen any evidence at that point. She had no ability to get into his accounts or look at his business structures, nothing like that. She ran and won a primary promising to put him in jail just because he deserved to go there. So I can imagine she's quite busy trying to find a crime with which to get the president. I can imagine that would take a lot of time because, you know, Robert Mueller subpoenaed over a million documents from Trump trying to find a crime, any crime. And he couldn't do it. So, I mean, D.A. Vance is up to her eyeballs. I mean, Mueller had, you know, 30 Hillary or Barack Obama affiliated lawyers. And it was basically Hillary's personal lawyers even looking. And they were going through all of Trump's stuff. And they, I mean, a million documents later, still can't find a charge. So D.A. Vance is going to have her work cut out for finding a crime. And I can imagine that probably takes all her time. So there was no time to have any kind of justice for the people who looted New York. This is from UK Daily Mail. Business owner Jessica Betancourt, whose Bronx eyeglasses shop was completely destroyed last summer, vented her outrage at the situation. Quote, "These numbers, to be honest with you, are disgusting. They could do it again because they know they won't get the right punishment." So you're talking about, you know, being able to go and smash businesses, destroy people's innocent business owners' lives. And know that the worst that's going to happen to you is pretty much a misdemeanor charged with no jail time. So I just want, I mean, this morning, I just want everybody to know this is what living in a blue city means now. And you can't have a business in a blue city because they look at you as a legitimate target. And they will destroy everything you own and no one will go to prison. Again, this is the same pattern we're seeing at the federal level out of Portland and Oregon. Well, Portland and Washington, I should say. Where just the charges are all dismissed.
When are they going to figure out that the business license fees and the taxes that these owners of these businesses pay, if they're not open for business, there's nothing to tax?
I don't think they care. I mean, they're paying $15,000 an illegal immigrant if you just come to New York. So, and they're getting that from people across the state. So I don't think they care. I think they'll just figure they'll replace them with illegal immigrants. I mean, I guess as far as I can tell, that's the plan. I don't know. I think they don't care if there are businesses. And you got to look at what this is the same pattern. The federal charges were dropped. I mean, there were riots with things exploding and burning when Trump was inaugurated. Convictions on that, there were hundreds of charges. Remember, they were blowing up limos.
Yeah,
zero convictions on that one from our Department of Injustice. And now we've had virtually everybody who did the riots in Portland and other places that were charged by the Justice Department, including a couple of the Antifa types who literally took lasers and shined them in officers' eyes in an attempt to blind them while they were flying helicopters. So that, I mean, to me, that's attempted murder. Right. And in other states, we take that seriously. But she got off with community service, all charges erased if she just completed a little community service. I mean, to me, that's attempted murder. So the signs that are coming from the Department of Injustice, the FBI, and also these big city liberal prosecutors are, come on, burn stuff. We like that. We think it's cool. We kind of, chuckle with you as you do it. And go ahead and terrorize business owners. They have no right to own anything anyway. I mean, that's kind of where we are as a country, I guess.
Well, it's the whole "you didn't build that" theme going, continuing on. Yeah.
And, at some point going forward here over the next couple of years, I just don't want to hear from business owners in blue cities anymore. I just don't want to hear it. You know what's up. And if you don't shut your business down and move it, sell it now, that's on you.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I guess you can't sell. Well, shut it down and move it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you stay in a blue city, that's on you at some point. Because you just can't conduct commerce there. And this is part of why I think I can really see the country balkanizing along economic lines, not really political lines so much as economic lines, like having free trade zones where you don't have to worry about being brutalized by liberal anarchists, where you feel safe. And I think that foreign investors will begin to, I'm not joking, I've done podcasts on this, begin to look at what part of America, if we, hey, there's this great chain, we want to invest in it, it's on stock markets traded, 60% of the locations are in blue cities, that's not going to work. I mean, you're going to begin to see this at a national level where even if you're in a red area and you think, I don't care, it will affect you. Because these big international corporations and national corporations are in blue cities, and international investors cannot invest in that mess I just described. That is a mess. That is like, would you want to, invest your money in a third world country where rioting and looting and coups are common? And no, you wouldn't do that. I mean, you don't know where your money's going to go. Well, we're getting there in blue cities. I mean, this is a perfect example this morning.
Well, there's only one solution for that. You must socialize, nationalize all of the distribution of products and services in those areas in order to assure that the products and services are still available to the populace, even though if a business owner wants to open them up, they'll burn them or loot them or shoplift until their, the product's gone.
We were driving around this weekend, did a nice road trip, and we were in a lot of places in like South Carolina, North Carolina, like mountains. And I was very alarmed by the number of New York license plates that I saw. I wonder every one of them I see. Do you make a connection between the voting and the way you voted up there and what happened, or do you just think it was like a bad set of leadership? And if you come down here and vote that way again, it'll all work out great. Because this is the norm for the left now. This is what they believe, that you should be able to burn down other people's stuff. By the way, including black-owned businesses. If you don't get your way, you should just be able to loot and burn. I mean, I don't know. I just pulled the photos up. They're unbelievable. I mean, remember Soho? Trashed. Whole block shut down. 93 convictions, almost all of them misdemeanor, with the heavy burglary and looting charges that were felonies dropped. And the DA's office just, you know, we're very busy prosecuting Trump. Don't have time to go after actual criminals. It's not going to work. It's not going to work as a country. A country cannot function this way. And I don't know, like I said, what this is going to add up to, but maybe, again, free enterprise zones where businesses are allowed to exist without fear of being burnt to the ground. But thank you again to the UK Daily Mail for letting us know what is going on in our country.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
More proof, your humble host has nailed it. Warned you months ago about giving your child the COVID vaccine, that we had absolutely no data. We had no idea if it was a safe thing to do, that the people who told you they knew it was safe were lying because they had no data. And lo and behold, I was right. And it's actually become mainstream to say so. I was really curious to see what Facebook would do this weekend. When I posted this, I've tried every way I can to get regular parents real news about the COVID vaccine. It's been very hard because of the censorship. Well, an amazing thing happened over the weekend, and I'm going to tell you why it happened. The LA Times reported. So the conspiracy media is into it. I call them conspiracy given their track record of the last month or so, where every major political story of 2020 has fallen apart and most of what they told us about COVID ended up being a lie. Is it a fair question, y'all, to ask if most of what they told us about COVID was a lie, and we know that now, are they still lying to us now? It's a fair question. Now, keep in mind, as I read this to you, just weeks ago, all the right people were telling you that the vaccine is totally safe for children. All the while censoring the VAERS site, which shows the vaccine is not totally safe for children. 7 child deaths in the last week on VAERS and over 200 serious permanent disfigurements of children. I'm not allowed to tell you that anywhere but Gab. But for the first time, the conspiracy media, in this case, the LA Times, told you the truth over the weekend. There was a reason they did it. Headline, some vaccine experts having second thoughts about rushing to inoculate kids. Okay, why are they telling you the truth now? I told you this months ago that these vaccines were not safe for children, that they had absolutely no track record on them. How is it that I got that right? Well, I knew that they didn't have any data. And that they were lying to you. You can't have data unless you have a vaccine trial. So if you were going to be truthful with American people, you'd say, listen, we don't know if these vaccines are safe. We hope they are. We think they probably might be, but we won't know for sure until a lot of kids get vaccinated. So if you are willing to take that chance and you're more afraid of COVID for your child than you are of an unknown vaccine, then go ahead and get one. That would have been honesty, and I would have been fine with it. I think that would be cool. But that's not what happened. And so the LA Times is admitting, as your humble host, I mean, this is old news for you, I know, your humble host, right about this months ago. Why is it now okay to tell the American people the truth about vaccines for children? Why is it okay now? Well, here's what just happened. Shockingly, I could believe this over the week, UK Daily, UK over the weekend came out and said they are not recommending the vaccination of kids under the age of 18 because it's too dangerous. There's no data. Okay, exactly what I told you. So they're telling parents in the UK the truth. I don't know how Facebook's going to censor this because it's pretty widespread now. It's an entire country. Do you know what the panel of experts that advises the National Health Service in the UK said about these vaccines? That they were going to recommend against giving them to children 18 and under because they were too dangerous. And that what their plan was to watch what happens to vaccinated kids in the U.S., track it, then they'll have data to know how dangerous it is, and then they'll make a decision on it because it's just too risky to vaccinate kids. Now, that is a group of people who's being honest with parents. So I'm glad to see this is going mainstream, and I took a real professional risk and actually posted the LA Times article. Some vaccine experts have second thoughts about rushing to inoculate kids. So you can actually, I thought that I might lose my Facebook page over telling you the truth there, but I guess because it's written by the conspiracy media, by the LA Times, it is now okay to tell. By the way, if you want to read the kind of stuff I used to post on Facebook, you got to check my Gab account, particularly if you are a parent or grandparent, you want real information about this vaccine. Absolutely heartbreaking over the weekend. 7 child deaths among 12 to 7-year-old, the 12 to 7-year-old set, and 271 serious injuries following COVID vaccines among kids. So this didn't have to happen, and I wish that Facebook would allow me to tell you this, but they will not. Also over the weekend, there's good hope here that perhaps other children can be saved, that other parents can get real information and be able and allowed to make a real decision here with actual information, if the LA Times is. And to credit them, I mean, normally they're conspiracy media, but this was a real act of bravery now in America to embrace science and to come out and tell the truth. I think the other reason that health professionals are now very slowly beginning to tell parents the truth about the COVID vaccine is, again, because this Veris report just came out. You look at 7 dead kids. That is heartbreaking. And according to this, Veris is not a conspiracy site. It's the CDC's own website. It was created by Congress. And when you look at 7 COVID deaths, and CDC will tell you, usually 7 COVID vaccine deaths is really more like 70. Because only about 10% of adverse events are reported. And the reason for that, it's very tragic, is that doctors don't like to, and they won't tell you this, but doctors don't like to report adverse events because malpractice attorneys view that as an admission of fault. So if the child got the vaccine at your practice and died 2 days later after a hospital stay, are you going to report it or just leave it alone? There's no law requiring you to report it. You're going to leave it alone because you know that malpractice attorney is going to see that as an admission of guilt. So odds are the actual child death toll here is somewhere between 50 and 70. But we'll go with 7. 7 dead kids. I also going to wonder, the media really is doing a great job of censoring this. Where are the parents? Why aren't they crying on national television? Where are they? I mean, that is a censorship feat right there. But this is becoming a problem for medical professionals. You can't hide dead kids forever. It's really hard to hide over 200 serious adverse events, especially when it's a child who didn't need the vaccine because they're not really in danger of COVID. So you should know as a parent, I guess the bottom line is, if you're thinking about vaccinating your kid, understand they consider it too dangerous in the UK and they are waiting to see how our kids do before they make the decision. Real news somebody would give you if we had real news in our country. Greenville, South Carolina, winning a national award. Topic we've been on for 7 years now, ceaselessly. This is one of the most dangerous places to drive in the country. It's not just your imagination. And now, Greenville, top of the list, yeah. A lot of cities in the country. We are the 27th worst for driving. Very deadly place here, Greenville. Greenville, South Carolina, ranking 27th most dangerous city in the country to drive in, 27th for the worst drivers. That's according to Quote Wizard. They took a look at accidents, per capita, speeding tickets per capita, DUIs per capita, citations per capita. And there you go. 27, right there. Now, the good news is there were 26 other cities that are worse to drive in, so this is not the dead last worst to drive in, but it's pretty close. Very dangerous. Yeah, and if you've driven here, you know that. We're very drunk per capita. We have a very high percentage of accidents by drunk people per capita and a very low percentage of people suffering any sort of repercussions for that. So this is a very dangerous place to be and to drive. One of the things I advise here, especially if you're new, I was most recently almost murdered. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago, and I'm still shaken from it. I was driving to work, and that is very perilous because the drunks are out and the cops are not. And so what I'll do is I will come up to the intersection, even if it's green. I will stop my car in a dead stop. And that's easy to do because it's middle of the night. There's no one behind me. And I will look both ways because a lot of the times the drunks who go barreling through the green lights do not have their lights on. And so the most recent time that has happened to me, I was, at the intersection on my way to work and big intersection. And sure enough, I came to my usual total and complete stop on green, because what you have to do here in Greenville, especially at night. And sure enough, there comes a car, never hit the brake lights, straight through. I had the green light, they had the red, they didn't notice, straight through, no lights on. And I put my hand on the horn and left it there, and there was a brief tap on the brakes like it had startled the driver, but that was it. They continued going. So, I mean, I'm like breathing heavily, I'm shaking, I just watched my death. So, had I not done, and I called Dad, I told him, this is why every intersection on the way to work, dead stop on green. You have to. And if you're during the day, I have seen drivers doing this during the day here. I have never seen drivers full on run through a red like they do here, but they do. You've got to get in the habit mentally. And please teach your children this if they're young. You cannot look at a green light as a safe go here in Greenville. You can't. You have to assume somebody's going to hard run a red with their foot, never coming off the accelerator. And that has saved my life multiple times here. One time, my husband, I actually turned to him as we were pulling out of Publix and said, "Hey, honey, it's green." And he'd already seen it was green. And the truck went barreling right through, crashing, I'd be dead. So this happens a lot in Greenville. And one of the things you need to teach your kids is a green here does not mean go. It means, gently tap your brakes. You don't want anybody hitting you from behind. Gently tap your brakes. Assume somebody's running that light. The first clue I got that Greenville was a very deadly place, I was shocked by this because I used to cover traffic in Charlotte. And I moved here in Mecklenburg County, where I'm from, and Greenville County. Greenville County is half the size of Mecklenburg County, yet had almost the exact same number of traffic deaths. So, I mean, people were dying here at a rate twice per capita what they were in Charlotte. And that is because there's an attitude here that don't tell me not to drink. Don't tell me to wear my seatbelt. Don't tell me what I can do. It's my car. I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to text. I'm going to do what I want. And damn it, if you're in my way, you're the problem. And I don't know why that attitude is here, but it is. And people are very drunk. So you have to just, if you're driving here, you have to be so careful. You do. I'm just literally sitting there shaking on the side of the road going, oh, my God, thank God I didn't get slack about, just coming to that full stop on green at night because I'd be dead. And that was only the second time that I was almost murdered by a driver in the last 2 weeks. I made the mistake of getting on the highway, and I don't do that very often because of how deadly the drivers are here. And I've never been that way in another city, and I'm going down. And I'm headed toward exit 51, to go downtown. You know, that lane's really long, right? I mean, it's real long. And there's no one in front of me, no one behind me. And one of those big Ford Trendra trucks, the guy tries to change lane right on top of me. So I slam on a horn, and I leave my hand on the horn, and he drifts back into his lane. I think, okay, well, now he's seen me, right? He's seen me. So that part wasn't weird until he drifts back into my lane and pushes me into the guardrail. So I'm thinking here, I'm going to have to swipe paint. It's so bizarre because he could have accelerated ahead of me and passed me, or could have slowed down and gotten in the lane behind me. I mean, the lane was wide open, but seemed to want to ram me from the side. And the weirdest thing was that there were two of them in that car. There were two men. And it was just after lunch, so I thought maybe they're drunk. And I thought, well, maybe the driver's drunk, but you think the guy next to him wants to live. or would have noticed my car there. So I still don't understand what happened there. And that was another one where I call my husband. This is Greenville. This is how you have to drive here. And once again, we're seeing this reflected in national surveys. Greenville, 27th worst city to drive in the entire country. We are deadly. So whatever the psychology is here, the struggles that people have with driving, they are real. And you need to protect your children. You need to teach them. They must drive here like nowhere else, or almost nowhere else, because of just the relative level of quite frankly, danger here in Greenville. And if you're new, it's not your imagination. If no other city you've ever lived in has been this deadly, it's not your imagination. This is a place where you will see things on the road that you have never seen before anywhere else. Texter writes, hey, Tara, drunks can't see your horn. Start flashing your high beams. Don't stop till they're gone. Okay. Texter writes, it was an internet video. A lot of black children are getting sick from the COVID jab. It was all over YouTube this weekend, but they pulled it down within 8 hours. Texter writes, most of us New Yorkers who come here are good. You can tell by where we move to: rural, red, suburban, purple, urban, blue. So there you go. Okay, drunks can't hear my horn, though. You want me to know? I don't know. I seemed to scare the guy a little bit. I mean, he jumped enough to tip. He did very quickly tap the brakes, but then kept going. So I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, want to know where I was? Intersection of 14 Pelham. Very deadly intersection, particularly at night. Texter writes, don't ride beside trucks. Didn't have much choice because he rode up on me. So that was weird. It was one of the weirdest. It was like seeing a UFO. Like, I got the first time he tried to change lanes on top of me. The second time was a little more confusing. I wasn't sure if it was personal, if he wanted to kill someone, or was just so drunk he didn't see me or hear the horn. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Talking earlier in the show about Greenville, 27th worst city in the entire nation for driving. It's based on DUIs per capita, accidents per capita, all of this. We've been tracking this since I moved here and discovered, generally, depending on the year, we are usually the worst number one, number two, or number three state for accidents, fatalities per capita in the nation. And Greenville is usually the worst in the state. So we are now, Greenville has just won its latest accolade, 27th worst city to drive in the nation, just because of the endless accident citations, DUIs, and, well, quite frankly, I've never driven anywhere like this. And I've just been on this topic is fascination to me since I got here, because what is it about Greenville? And people say, well, people move here from out of town. Well, I mean, that's Charlotte, too. Everybody in Charlotte's not from Charlotte yet. Charlotte has twice, or Greenville has twice the per capita death rate on the road that Charlotte does. So it's not foreigners moving here. It's, you know, foreigners, I mean, people who ain't from around here. It's something else. It's something culturally here that's going on, and I don't know what it is. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I just watched a Greenville police officer run a red light while I was listening to your report on Greenville's driving record. Shaking my hand. Texter writes, Tara, please get a dash cam. They capture everything and are affordable and available. My wife and I got them years ago when Greenville drivers went off the road. You know what? That's what I'll ask for Christmas. I wish I could have posted video of the guy who almost killed me. I'm not sure that he was aware he ran, full on through a red light at dead speed. I don't think he even noticed. Texter writes, Tara, defensive driving courses teach that the number one place for accidents is at intersections, and the second is backing up. People have to look both ways before going through an intersection, be looking at anywhere a car can enter or exit, whether they are drunk or sober. When you say whether they are drunk or sober, I'm not sure if you mean yourself or the other driver, maybe both of you. Texter writes, don't ride beside trucks. They have too many blind spots on top of most people. I wasn't riding beside him. He pulled up beside me, and even though no one was around us, he tried to change lanes on top of me. Twice. Nobody behind me, no one in front of me. He just seemed determined to run me off the road. I don't know if it was a game of chicken or he was drunk or what. There was amazing thing. It was just two of them in the cab. So you'd think at least the person, the driver, you know, the pedestrian side would want to live, like the passenger side would want to live, but no. Texter writes, I drive a Wrangler, big tires and full cage, 5-point harness like a race car. I'm thinking about a helmet. Texter writes, great show, keep on trucking. Yeah, I'd go ahead and get that helmet. I would do that. I don't think that's bad. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my wife and I, thanks for the laugh. Hey, Tara, my wife and I were leaving Magnolia Park and our light turned green. I tapped the gas, but something pulled my foot off and I looked left as this guy went straight through full speed ahead. Yeah, that's the Greenville way. If I would have hit the gas like normal, he would have T-boned my side. Since then, I roll off the gas and quickly do a check even when approaching a light that's already green. So says Brandon. You have to do that here. You folks, I'm here to tell you, if you don't do that like Brandon and me, you will be killed here or seriously injured, or someone in your car will be within a window of 7 years. I know that's, I've lived here 7 years. I have survived 3 of these now. The latest was a couple weeks ago. Again, my husband saved my life and my son's. Because I literally look over at him as we're pulling out of the pot. Hey, honey, it's green. Not only had he already seen it was full on green, he was just sitting there because he saw the truck barreling through. Never stopped. Would have absolutely decimated me and crashed. I don't think I'd be here. So I've survived. There was another one, too. I've survived 3 of these full on through the intersection. And I have only survived them because I don't roll into intersections. In fact, when there's someone in front of me and it's so green that they're going, I still slow way down because I'm waiting for that person who does not care or is drunk or both. So I'm here to tell you, don't do that. You will die or get seriously injured here in Greenville. I'd give you 5 to 7 years. You don't have a lot of time left. That's how bad it is here. And you never see a police officer, which is why I think this is part of it. I mean, the only time I see him is if somebody hits me and then I have to call them. But other than that, I don't see him. Texter has lived all over the nation. This is the worst, but I know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.